Welcome to the Discover Film Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Howard, and today's episode is one of the DF4Qs. DF4Q stands for Discover Film 4 Questions, and those four questions are favorite films of all time, an underrated film, an overrated film, and a lesser-known film you think people should seek out. Today, the DF4Q is answered by Chris Fiore. By the way, you should watch his documentary, Good Woman. It's a half-hour documentary, and it's here at discoverfilm.net. And one disclaimer. We had to rush through Chris's DF4Q because he and I had talked too long and hadn't done them yet, so when he had to go, we just squoze him in. So here you go, the quickest DF4Q on record.
Favorite films?
Yeah.
Three top. 2001, Alphaville, and Wings of Desire, I guess.
Cool. And underrated?
Well, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I thought Ghost in the Shell, last summer's Ghost in the Shell, was really underrated. I thought that was a really good film, and they just made such a stupid, stupid casting decision with, what's her name?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. It just killed the whole film, but there was a really nice movie in there. If you could just overlook the whitewashing, which I understand most people can't, and I just kind of saw it because I felt, you know,
I felt like they scapegoated that film for whitewashing. Like, that was the worst case of whitewashing ever, when it is kind of a fact that when you're casting that film, if you cast an Asian actor that no one knows, you're killing its box office. And in the end, it had a big budget. It had to try to make its money some way.
That's true.
That's the reality of life. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. But they also they had Rila Fukushima, who I assume was going to play the daughter at some point, potentially cast. And people know her from the Marvel movie. She was in the Wolverine film. They also know her from the DC TV shows. She was in Arrow for a long time. So she's not Scarlett Johansson, but she would have been perfect for the part.
Well. Well, you know what? Now, to be honest, I didn't go to see that movie. Do you want to throw out a film you think is overrated?
Well, it's easy and obvious, and I'm going to get a lot of shit for this one, too, but fucking Star Wars, man. Give me a break.
All of it, or? You're a sci-fi guy, which I know. Get it. Star Wars is actually... By the way, I've got your back on that, even though I really like the first film.
Yeah.
And I think the first film actually is loyal to the sci-fi idea that it is allegorical, you know, and of course the Death Star is nuclear annihilation and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. This is
and true. Then from then on, it just becomes the dumbest soap opera of all time.
Thank you for saying that.
That's a wonderful thing to call overrated. Well, because it's so revered. I mean, please.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it wouldn't, you know, if they just came out, if they were just movies, it would be one thing. But, you know, people treating it like a religion is just everything that's wrong with America today, you know? Just
really kind of.
Sort of. Anyway, there's no point in going down that rabbit hole.
No point, yeah. And then the last of the four is a lesser known film that you think people should seek out.
Oh, I would say like recently, Valhalla Rising, because I'm a huge Mads Mikkelsen fan, because I just fell in love with Hannibal. It was just such a great evil show, and he's like always playing these super sophisticated parts, but in this one he's just like a Viking. The Vikings steal him, kidnap him from somewhere, and keep him as a pet. And it's just one of those great existential, bleak films with very little dialogue that is just totally engrossing and really, really dark. But it's Mikkelsen. It's a great, great film. And then Wim Wenders' Until the End of the World is also a beautiful, beautiful sci-fi film that I don't think ever got its due.
There you go. A four-minute DF4Q. I want to thank Chris for taking the time to do that interview. Again, I can't encourage you strongly enough to watch his documentary, Good Woman. It's actually embedded in the post on discoverfilm.net. And the truth is, you can watch a lot of great shorts at discoverfilm.net. It's kind of becoming a library of the best of the best. Nothing else to say. Thanks for listening.